The average household churns through soft plastics, including bread bags, chip packets, lolly wrappers, and bubble wrap. And yet recycling this material has been a long-running challenge in Australia. Now a new large-scale soft plastics recycling facility is up and running near Taree on the New South Wales mid-north coast. The facility is set to process most of Australia's soft plastics waste, collected through supermarket and council-managed collection. It's also set to process plastics waste that has been stockpiled 3 years after the collapse of the Red Cycle recycling scheme. So does this mean Australia finally has a soft plastics recycling system that works? Suzanne Tumbaru is CEO of the Australian Council of Recycling. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
I understand you've toured this new facility near Taree. What are your thoughts?
It's a terrific facility. It's operationally sophisticated. It's designed to take a material that we can only mostly recognise as waste and at times quite contaminated, sort it into cleaned or into differentiated streams of polymers, wash it, extrude it and turn it back into something that that can go back into the market in fit-for-purpose applications.
What sort of something is it turned into?
There are different types of applications depending on the grade of the pellet that comes out. It can go back into things like flexible packaging films. It could go back into rigid packaging. It can be turned into components for the automotive industry, consumer goods like buckets and bins and garden products. I think the priority, though, is to ensure that these things have a market. And so when we ask, you know, what can we make out of this material, there needs to be a market demand for it. There is a cost to producing it, particularly to manufacturing in Australia. And we need to ensure that that cost is covered so that we can actually produce that material.
And is this then the answer to the problem that we've seen since the collapse of the Red Cycle scheme 3 years ago?
It's a piece of the puzzle, but there's a whole system that needs to support this. So a facility alone, or even dozens of facilities alone, aren't going to sustain in a system that don't support them. We have, I think, around over 500 million tonnes, 500,000 tonnes of soft plastics coming in through packaging at end of use. And one priority is to ensure that we have facilities that can process that. But of course, there needs to be a system. We need to have a regulatory framework that ensures that all producers are responsible for that material at end of use to ensure that we can support a collection and processing, and we need to have a proper market for that product. At the moment, that rest of the system hasn't fallen into place. So these facilities are fantastic. And they need to be supported, but we also need to see our federal government step up and deliver promised reform for packaging.
What exactly do you want those reforms to look like?
Elements of that reform would firstly ensure that all producers of packaging are responsible for what happens to that packaging at end of use. That's across all different types of packaging material. We have seen a voluntary effort. So, for example, through Soft Plastics Stewardship Australia, we've seen a voluntary effort by some major retailers and major brands to support taking back and recycling of soft plastics. That's not going to be enough. We need mandatory efforts to level the playing field for all the different companies that are putting this material into the market. We also have to have design standards because, I guess, the regular community might consider that soft plastics are a one thing. They're often not. They could be multi-layered, made of different kinds of plastics that aren't really compatible for recycling. So we need to have design standards to ensure that they are fit for recycling. We also need to make sure that there is a mandatory element to procurement, to buying back of that recycled content, realising, of course, that the great majority of packaging, and particularly plastic packaging placed in Australia's markets, is imported, and the great majority is virgin material, which which comes into the country at a fairly cheap price, and it's not competitive for Australian recycled material. So we need to make sure that Australian recycled material is prioritised and that it can be competitive in a fair market.
Does this mean that people should start putting soft plastics back in their recycling bin?
They should never put soft plastics into their recycling bin. Soft plastics don't belong in a recycling bin unless there is a specific program that can collect it. And you'll know in your community if there's a specific program. Typically, there might be called a bag-in-a-bag program. There aren't so many of those, but we do see some supermarkets rolling out soft plastic collection. And, of course, if they can contain that properly, separate it out from other materials and return it to those retailers, that would be a great thing, because along with ensuring that we have a good market for recycled materials, those who are recycling soft plastics actually need feedstock. They need this plastic so that they can keep their operations running. So a good way to find out whether you can return your soft plastics, there's an app called RecycleMate. Two words, RecycleMate. It'll identify where you are and what your nearest drop-off location is, if there's one available.
Suzanne Tumbaroo, thank you so much.
Such a pleasure.